Extremes are easy. Strive for balance. Colin Wright.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
So I want to welcome Dr. Dave and Dr. Troy to the show. Thank you so much for being here. And I cannot wait for us to share this message with our listener. It's just such an amazing thing that you guys are doing. So thank you again for being here.
Doing great. Thank you so much
awesome
for having
to
us.
Be here. Thanks for having us.
Well, let's start out by just introducing each of you a little separately. We've got Dr. Troy, who is also known as the ULA guru, and then Dr. Dave, who's the ULA seeker. So can you guys explain sort of where those names came from and what your relationship is, how this all started?
Well, ULA is a state of awesomeness when your life is balanced and growing in the seven key areas: fitness, finance, family, field, which is your career, faith, friends, and fun. And our story goes back 17, 18 years ago, and I was actually an intern in Dr. Troy's office. And I was interning with him, and he invited me at the end of my internship. When I graduated with my doctorate, he invited me down to Vegas. And I thought I was going there to celebrate my graduation. And really, when I got there, I found out it was basically a weekend of work. We were going to work on our ULA, on balancing and growing our lives. So we actually sat down, going back, we sat down on the floor with 3x5 note cards, and we went through at that time the three simple steps to the ULA life. It's where are you today in these seven areas? What kind of father are you? What kind of husband are you? What kind of business do you have right now? What's your financial outlook, et cetera? And then the second step is the day two of that trip would be, what are our dreams? What do we want? Why do we want them? And what are the goals that we need to set? Because goals are the milestones to your dreams. What are the goals that we need to set to go get our dreams? And then day three was what is called in the book, the ULA path. It's how you go get those, the action steps that you need to take to accomplish your goals and reach your dreams. And long story short, in my 20s, we started doing this, and 3-4 years later, in my late 20s, I found huge success in all seven areas of my life. And Dr. Troy had the same thing. He had success in all seven areas of his life. He moved overseas in his early 30s, and I stayed back in the States and basically just drifted from these principles. I thought, I'm successful in my areas. I really don't need to sit down and see where I am and what I need to do. And I quit dreaming at that point and really quit taking action on things that would lead me into my ULA life. And I just live life. I let life happen to me. And looking back now, we call it the drift, because when I drifted from these principles, I found myself going through a divorce, losing everything, bankruptcy, living in a motel. And I called out to Dr. Troy, and at this point, he's retired, living in Arizona at 42, running Ironman, married to his high school sweetheart. So he had it all. He had this ULA going on, and that's how in the book he became the ULA guru. And when I made that phone call to him from this motel that I was living at that moment I was the ULA seeker, because I called out to him and I said, you're never going to believe where I am, because you don't tell anybody, you know, you put on this smiley face and everything looks awesome on social media and Facebook, but I was at a very dark spot and I had lost everything. And I said, you're never going to believe where I am, but this is my life. And he said, let's get back to the principles that we used to do years ago and go up in the mountains. I live in Utah right now. He said, go up in the mountains. I know you love the mountains. And just start with, where are you today in these seven areas? Where do you want to go? And we'll decide how you're going to get there. And at that moment, I realized, okay, what I'm doing now for the next 3 to 5 years is I'm seeking ULA. I'm seeking ULA back. And when I got my ULA back and we wrote a book on it, I became the ULA seeker. And it's a story about my life through having it in my 20s, losing in my 30s, and how to get it back by my 40s. And Dr. Troy just talked about how to always get that so you don't lose that. And that's essentially how I became the ULA seeker. He became the ULA guru. And basically, those are the stories that were dumped into this book, ULA, Find Balance, Unbalanced World.
But just like to keep it like real is like all of us have guru seasons and seeker seasons, meaning that like I play the part of the guru and everything in the book is true, but I'm sharing with you my highlights, you know, not my mistakes, my missteps, my failures. And Dave is vulnerable enough to share his mistakes. And we could flip it around real quickly and I could share my mistakes, he could share his successes, and he'd be the guru and I'd be the seeker. And I think your audience is the same way. We all have these seasons. And I think that's also why the book has resonated with people, is because some people are just going through a really successful season in their life. And the book tells you that there's even more in you and you're designed by God for greatness and a purpose, and go get that. And then it also speaks to people who are going through a rough spot. It may be financial stress. It may be a broken relationship. It may be a health issue, and that there's hope at that point too, that all of us are designed uniquely, and we're designed not to be average, but to be awesome. And that's why the book is, I think, resonated with such a broad base of readers, is that no matter where you are in life, these same principles apply. If you're succeeding in business, but you want to bring it to the next level, the principles will apply. If you're struggling in business, the principles apply. Same with relationships, same with finance, same with all seven F's of ULA.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that relationship, the seeker and the guru, and how they kind of, they balance each other, but it's also very cyclical. And when I say balance, I almost mean, you know, when you're helping someone through a problem, it also helps you at the same time. So, you know, even if you've got the ULA going on, you can, you know, when you reach out and help other people, I feel like that kind of just brings your ULA up to the max, right?
It keeps you accountable. I mean, it keeps you accountable to the principles you're sharing. So that, I love it. It's ULA is like not a destination. It's a process. In fact, we're starting the process right now in our own lives. Usually starts about November, where we reflect upon 2015. And where am I? You know, what were the goals I had for 2015? And where am I relative to those goals? And then where do I want to be in 2016? Not just in my business, but in my finances and in my family and in my faith and in my friends and in my fun. And that's the simple process that you can't drift from. I was texting a guy who plays in the NFL yesterday, and he was rereading the book on a road trip, you know, and he rereads it this time of year every year, just like we do, just to remind us that it's not like something you read this book and go, cool, that's awesome. Okay, I'm a little inspired, but I'm going to set the book down and nothing's going to change. The reason our fan base is so loyal is because they're actually applying the principles. And that was the point of the book, is to put down simple principles in a way that people could apply them in their own life and share them with their friends and family. And something that you just, once you get them in your brain, it's a little hard to get them out. Like when we say ULA gets on the brain, like, oh, you talk about how's your ULA. And that might mean you're working too much, or it might mean you're not working out enough, or it might mean you're too money focused or not money focused enough. And you adjust your life accordingly.
Yeah. So why do you think people get so imbalanced? Why do people drift? I like the way you call it, drifting.
Yeah, I think it's really common for a couple of reasons. I think in the United States that, and around the world, but it is an unbalanced world. And I would say Troy and I are two of the most optimistic people out there. But when you look at the world and you look at statistics, it's really easy to get pulled in looking for happiness in all the wrong places, or finding 2,000 calories on every street corner. And it's hard. You know, you can, if we take at fitness and just break down fitness, you can work out every day and eat pretty good and blow it all on one day, on one meal. And it's just because there's so much opportunity to have empty calories. If you look at finance, if you're watching TV, you can finance everything. You can finance SeaWorld tickets. You can finance cars over 7 years. Student loans, people are dumping tons of money into student loans and having student loan debt and student loan issues. So there is that unbalance around us at all the time. And who we surround ourselves with and what we surround ourselves with, it's easy to become that. So ULA is very much against the grain. It's almost like being an ULA rebel to look outside of that and say, I don't want to finance a car. I don't want to have a 30-year mortgage. I want to have a 15-year mortgage. I don't want to max my credit cards. I don't want to eat unhealthy, empty calories every day at fast food joints. I want to have a deep relationship. I want to have a connection with my faith. And that's kind of the ULA rebel in people. And I really feel like that's a big part of why ULA has been so successful and it's resonated with people, is because people just, they want to go against that grain. They know inside them, our grandparents didn't finance cars, and they had delayed gratification on so many things, and that's the culture is coming back to that. And I think that's a big part of why ULA has been successful, is it's really resonating with people on those levels. And I know for me, for instance, I followed principles like hardcore in my 20s. And it was so easy for me to drift when you just don't look at where you are, where you want to go, and how you're going to get there, and you just let life happen. It's so easy to sit down, and when a TV commercial comes on and says, you can finance this Tahoe over 7 years for no money down and 2.9% interest, and you can build a bigger house because you can get into debt and different things that you just fall into this rhythm of, I'll do this, I'll do the way the world's telling me to do it. And honestly, it's not the best way to do it. The best way to do it is the ULA way, where you take care of your health, take care of your finance, you work hard on being a good parent, you work hard on being a good spouse, you work diligently on your faith and having fun in life. And that's really the ULA part of it that's been so unique and what's resonated the most with people.
Really what we're seeing with people, and it's become more and more obvious, is people are pursuing happy. I mean, that's what they're pursuing. They want happy, and they want it now. So they're getting happy at the bottom of a happy meal, or at a bar, or shopping, you know, throwing things in bags. I mean, they're getting this superficial quick hit of happy that always comes with a hangover. Superficial relationships, happy, right? They want immediate gratification. And the cool thing about ULA is, you know, you're designed for a purpose and for greatness. And if you pursue that purpose, which may be challenging, and you may have to sacrifice now to win later, but as you pursue your purpose, you will meet happy many times along the way. I mean, if we think when we were kids and you saved up forever to buy that toy, that was fulfilling, you know, because you maybe did some chores or whatever. Or if anybody who's trained for a 5K, a 10K, a half marathon or a marathon, it wasn't immediately gratifying. There was some pain involved, but the ultimate goal was to be fit and energetic. And then when they put that medal on your neck, you felt fulfilled. And that's the depth of happiness that we're looking for in ULA.
Yeah, give me happy now. That's so true. We all are just sort of trained to search for that happiness, you know, at the bottom of the happy meal, as you say. And it's not what it's about, right? It is about finding your purpose, which is really much easier said than done. But, you know, when you are truly living your life and your life's purpose, the happiness, it's a byproduct of that. But it's not, like you said, it's not something that we should be striving for, because it's impossible. It's unattainable. We can't even define it, really. But we can search for our purpose. We can find it. And it can always change as well. I'm curious, how did your relationship with Young Living begin? You know, why did you choose to partner up with Young Living in particular?
Yeah, so what happened with us is actually a member from Minnesota read the ULA book, and it resonated with her. And she sent books as gifts to Mary and Gary Young, who are the owners of Young Living. And Mary read the book to Gary on a road trip. And during this reading, Gary was listening to this book, and he said, our members need more ULA. Our members need ULA. Contact these guys, and let's see if we can work with them on any level. And at this time, for us, the book was getting popular, and we were getting contacted by other companies. And when we got contacted by Young Living, we just sat back and looked at it. And what you said really resonated with us, too, because we were looking at Wellness, Purpose, and Abundance, a company that's been around for 20 years. They got purpose at their core, and it really resonated with us as, like, this might be a company we want to work with. So we had some meetings with Gary and the whole team up at Young Living, and they said, what we want to do is we want to create an ULA Balance and an ULA Grow Essential Oil to help people on their journey to balance and grow their lives and to find their ULA. And that came out, and that was a huge success. And then a year later, with Gary's wisdom and knowledge, he said, let's take this deeper and let's create 7 more oils based on each of the 7 F's. So if people are trying to balance their family life, they can use Balance and Family. If they're trying to grow their fitness, they can use Grow and Fitness and read the goals. And he knows that when you write down your goals and you combine that with a message, and then you put the oil on there to olfactory link your senses to that goal, you're way more likely to achieve that goal. So the Infused 7 came out just this past April, and same thing, too, a huge success, and people are loving it and putting the whole plan together. And they're understanding that if I write goals down and I use the oil, it's going to link me to that, and it's going to help me increase my chance of success. But they're also finding that if they're diffusing family around the dinner table, they're more likely to put their phone down from 4 to 7 and hang out with their kids. If they're putting fitness on in the morning, they're more likely to just go get to the gym because they start to link all that together. And that's really how that all came together with Young Living and ULA on this collaboration.
The cool thing about the collaboration that I really like, I mean, we speak to colleges and other companies and churches and all different groups. And we speak to a variety of groups all the time. But when a company invests that heavily in a partnership like with us, like in time and effort, and to the point of creating custom blends based upon the principles of a book, they really are committed to having their members not just win in their Young Living business, but in life. And that's cool, because many times a company, a traditional company, will just squeeze the workers for production. And then, you know, when they wear out, they'll get new workers, you know. So it's so cool that they take a holistic look at their members and advocate a lifestyle that is important, which means that, yes, we want everyone to succeed in business, whatever your business happens to be. But also, we want you to win at life and have healthy relationships and healthy friendships and be fit and have a clear sense of purpose, take time for fun. That is so cool that they've embraced that message. That, and the products are amazing, but the fact it speaks a lot that a company will hire us to come in and talk to people about life balance, when their ultimate thing is to sell product and promote their product, but they want to promote a healthy lifestyle for their members. That's so cool.
Yeah, it is incredible. And interested for, I mean, we've got a lot of people listening. So can you use your creative brain and paint a picture for someone that just ordered their Ula infused kit and it arrives at their doorstep and they've got these seven oils staring them in the face and they've got the names on them, faith, fitness, fun, friends, on and on. You know, what's the next step? What do they do next?
There's really two ways to use the oils. I mean, a lot of people are using them like diffusing family around the dinner table, putting fun in the bathtub with kids, and using fitness when they go to the gym and after workouts.
I see a lot of people. There must be a rule you have to post with fun by Disneyland, because that must be what everyone
everywhere.
Does.
That's everywhere.
On social media.
So, I mean, there's that way. You just use it in life, you know, and it enhances that experience. But the other way is people looking at these seven areas. Like if you sit those seven oils out, you get them in the mail and you sit them on the table and you look at them, you will start to think of, where am I in fitness, which is step one of Ula. And you can also do this in the book. You can do it on ulalife.com and answer some questions, and actually fills out a wheel for you. It's all free on ulalife.com. But it's like you look at that and say, where am I in my fitness? Where am I in my finances? Where am I with my friends? And you can go through all seven areas. And you know the two or three areas where, man, I could really use some work in that. And then you just slide those two to three oils forward. And the best way to do that is say, okay, what's one thing I can do for my fitness? And I'm really watering this down, but what's one thing I can do for my fitness? What's one thing I can do for my finance? And let's say the other one is fun. What's one thing I can do for fun? And you write that down and you start thinking along those lines of setting goals and changing your life and just making your life better. So like for you, for instance, you looked at those and says, okay, faith is the one I need to explore. I need to work on that. What's one thing I can do? And you write down, maybe join a church, start meditating once or twice a week or daily, and then use that oil along with that action, and use that oil when you read those goals at night. That's one step. The other thing is that we encourage, that people have gotten so much success from, is using balance at night before they go to bed, when they look at when they start thinking and praying or thinking about what they want to do, and use grow in the morning when they're looking at their action steps and action items and saying, this is what I need to do today, and using grow throughout the day to keep you focused on that. And then using the two to three oils that you need to work on, and using those when you're reading your goals and when you're taking action steps towards that goal. So those are the two main ways that we're seeing people get a lot of success from using the oils with the message.
And I think it is. I think there's a real superficial, I mean, just an easy way to use them. You know, you're just diffusing family in the house, and you're using fun oil when you're out having fun. I mean, and you're hanging out with your friends using friends' oil. That's clear. But the depth one, the one that the whole next level, is if you do write it down. I don't know if you've seen the affirmation bands. They color coordinate with the oils, but people wear them. And if you grab the red oil, which is fitness, and the red affirmation band, which has a 7-word affirmation that says, I am fit, healthy, disciplined, and strong. And then you look at your written goal. So that whole process engages the entire body. It makes it a multi-sensory experience. Rather than just wanting a different life, you've looked at the goal you've written down you want for your life in a category. You look at the band that you're wearing on your wrist that's color coordinated with what you've written down in the color of the oil, and you apply the oil, and you link all of the senses into this process of positive change for your life. And to me, if you're serious about change, I mean, if you really like, you know, not just, yeah, it'd be nice to have a better life, but if you're like, you know what, I've got this healthy level of disgust in my life that I know I'm better than this. I know I deserve more than this in one or multiple areas of my life. Take the time to see where you are in your life today. Take the time to write down where you want to go, and then take the time to use this system that's been developed to go get it, which is write it down, read it, wear the band, wear the oil, and then take the action necessary to make it happen.
It's so true. It's so cool. And I love the connection between all of the senses, like you said, and especially with the essential oils. I mean, it's we don't have time to get into all the chemistry of it, but it's just so magical is the best way I can put it. The way that different smells, you know, the way they get processed in our brains and linked to different memories, and why not link them to goals and affirmations? And so every time you smell that scent, it activates that part of your brain that reminds you, you know what, this is important to me.
Absolutely.
And it's brilliant. I love it.
No, I'm just saying olfactory scent. We're chiropractors by training. So, I mean, olfactory sense is the strongest, has the longest memory. And I tell a story. I've been married to my wife for 25 years. We met in kindergarten. And to this day, I went to senior prom with her too. So I was 16 years old and we went on our first date and she went to Osco Drug and got this perfume. And to this day, that perfume is still out there in the marketplace. And if someone has it on, I smell it and it brings me back to that moment. So if you think of how powerful the olfactory sense is and how difficult change is in our life, we all know the changes we need to make ourselves better and to live to our potential. You need to recruit everything you can. You have to have an accountability buddy. You want to say a positive affirmation to put in the negative thought. But if you can link the olfactory sense, it just increases your odds of success of getting the life you dream of and deserve.
I had a really amazing story to tell, but after that story, it just means nothing anymore. You're pulling out your wife and 16 years old and perfume from Osco Drug, and every girl is melting. Every lady listening is melting right now.
Still
and I was
going to
tell this amazing story, and I'm done. So I'm going to leave the podcast right
that
now.
That is
Thank
a true
you so
story.
Much for having
they
me.
Still make it. It was at Osco Drugs, and it was called Skin. I still remember it. If I still get away from
you just made the story better.
I know. I'm just saying. It's a real – it's like, man, if you want to – it's just a powerful sense.
I'm going to start to dig deep and look for a story about kittens and babies and see if I can overcome that amazing story about your wife.
My wife is amazing.
Yeah.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of the life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
So what do you think your most powerful Ula moment's been?
Oh, man. You know, there's so many things that come to mind, honestly. I mean, one of the craziest things is the book comes out, an author comes up to us who's written multiple books, and he says to us, I remember this plain as day, and he said to us, he goes, someday someone's going to come up to you and they're going to say, this book changed my life. And I remember looking at Troy and we're like, God, that'll be cool if that ever happens, you know, but I don't know if that'll ever happen. Like, I remember thinking like, will that ever happen? And honestly, there's not a day that goes by over the last maybe year and a half, 2 years, the book hit international bestseller, that we don't get a message on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, something, an email or something, when someone's saying it's truly changed my life. I mean, one of the probably the most dramatic ones was, this happened like about a year ago, a kid in Florida loses his parents. He gets in the car and he starts driving to the West Coast and he's contemplating what he's going to do with his life. He's thinking about suicide, all this stuff. And he gets to California and he walks out on the beach. Troy, do you remember what beach it was?
Newport, I think.
Newport Beach, yep. Newport Beach, walks out on the beach.
Yeah.
And he finds an Ula book laying in the sand. Someone left their Ula book in the sand.
Whoa.
He picks up the Ula book and he starts reading it as he's making his journey back to Florida, still thinking about what he's going to do with his life. He gets to Florida and he reaches out to us, I think on Facebook, or it was Facebook for sure. And he's telling us this story that after reading this book, he has a direction for his life and he knows what he wants for his life. And he left his book then on the beach in Florida. And he videoed it and waited for someone to come by and pick it up. And then he sent us that video and stuff. And that's a crazy cool story. But every single day in the last year and a half, we get stories like that. And I'm just grateful that that can happen. It's just amazing. And, you know, with the Ula Dream Tour, which is the V-Dub bus that's going around the country collecting the dreams of America. We're up in a small town called Tonawanda, I think it was up in New York. And a kid comes up to the bus and he has a sticker. He's like 12 years old. And on the sticker, it says lose 30 pounds. And I looked at this kid and I'm like, I don't even know if he can lose 30 pounds. He didn't look like he even had 30 pounds to lose, but he stuck it on the bus and he said, I'm losing 30 pounds. And a month goes by and he reaches out on Twitter and he said he made the soccer team. He's down 12 pounds and he's going to keep going. And another month goes by and he's down like 18 pounds and he's now on the swim team. And what happens, this is the most remarkable thing I see that happens, is that when you look at these seven areas of your life and you pick one, okay, you know where you are in the seven areas. There's two or three you really need to work with, and you pick one goal, the one you need, and you make that change, you make that happen. What happens is other areas of your life start to have positive effect. So when this kid lost his 12 pounds, he makes the soccer team, then he loses 18 pounds, he makes the swim team, and all of a sudden you just find happier moments. And that's what Troy was talking about earlier, is don't ever pursue happy. You'll be disappointed and depressed every day. But if you pursue Ula and pursue your purpose like this kid is, or like the guy is that drove back to Florida, what you're going to find every single day is you're going to find happiness. Because truly living your purpose and truly finding balance and growth in your life is where happiness comes to the surface for you. So yeah, I mean, for one moment, Troy, what's your favorite moment?
I know that story you brought up, that one just, it brought that back to me. And this kid, you know, just to elaborate on that one, is he, when he got to California, he didn't have an answer. The whole point of that, he lost not just his parents, he lost his entire family. So I remember the story because we reached out to him after, and the goal was, it was like a soul searching trip. Like, maybe if I just go on this cross country trip, I'll figure it out. But he was contemplating suicide and he got to California, he didn't have any answers. And then he sits down and the book's sitting there. I mean, it was ridiculous. It was an amazing story. And it's those kind of stories that when Dave, you just got to know us as guys a little bit. And you know, you don't know us that well, but when we wrote this book, we didn't even know if we were going to sell them to our family. You know, we just had a story to tell. And we didn't write the book to make money, or else we would have listened to the publisher about excluding faith. You know, we just wanted to tell a story because it helped Dave personally. It's helped other people. It's helped me. And we thought other people could benefit from this story. But when you, if you ever tell your own story or tell a story to try to help others, you don't know if it's going to help others. And then once you see it really helping others, it's like, wow, it's just such a cool feeling. And that's what keeps us going. We're up early, we're up late, and we're talking to everyone we can talk to. We were in Singapore a couple weeks ago. We went around the world spreading EULA. It's because you're motivated, not because this simple message, and it can change a life.
You know what else is really inspiring to me too, is that, you know, it's been like 2 years now since really everything's gone kind of crazy. We just had our 3-year anniversary of the book. The first 6 months, you're just getting it out there. Then it kind of took off. And what's really crazy is these stories of inspiration, obviously, that we hear every day, but also that so many people now are taking EULA and going to teach it to their churches and their schools. I had a call with a gal today who's teaching it in their school. She's a school psychologist, and she's teaching EULA in their curriculum. That guy in Wisconsin teaching it to their whole elementary school, and there's 400 kids with EULA wheel. It's called the EULA wall of awesomeness in their cafeteria, and they all have pictures of their EULA, what their EULA is. There's 400 and some kids who drew pictures of their EULA. It's really that level, because Troy and I are on a mission to change the world with this word, and we can do it ourselves. And what we're finding is so many people are jumping on this EULA bus, and they're wanting to share and teach this message. And that's what's really inspiring to us too, is when people live it, but when people share it and teach it. And that's really the next level now, is so many people, every month there's more and more people jumping on wanting to teach EULA. And we're working really hard right now on developing all the tools for them to take this and teach it to the next level. And that's really how you change the world with the word, is because if I make myself better and Troy makes himself better, you make yourself better, all the listeners make themselves better, their families are better, our families are better, the communities are better, and the world is better. But we need people teaching it to make that happen.
And that's why we thank you for having us, because this is the irony of ironies. We need to keep our own life in balance while teaching about life balance. So I can be comfortably at my house, Dave can be comfortably at his house with his kids, and me with my kids, and you home, and we can share this message together. And everyone too, hopefully you can share like all our social media links, and we'll just stay in touch and build this community that lifts each other up and helps each other live the best version of themselves.
Yeah, we all need to take our turn being the guru, right?
Yeah. This is a stressful, that's a lot of responsibility. I have my seeker moments.
Yeah, we all take our turns.
It's fun being the seeker, though. You can get away with anything.
Right?
No matter what I do, I could totally botch this whole interview and they'd say, well, he's a seeker. Totally, has no pressure. No pressure ever.
That's all for today. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Samantha Lee Wright, your host, and I'm so happy to bring you new and insightful essential oil content every Tuesday. You can follow me on Instagram at Sam Lee Wright. That's SamLeeWright. You can use the hashtag Essential Oil Revolution Podcast to say hello. And you can also follow the podcast on Facebook at Essential Oil Revolution Podcast. Make sure you are subscribed to the show so you can get new episodes downloaded while you sleep. This show is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. And you can also tell Alexa, hey Alexa, play the Essential Oil Revolution Podcast, and she'll do it. How cool is that? Our website is revolutionoilspodcast.com, and all the links mentioned in today's episode should be right below wherever you are hearing this. Just scroll down to find episode notes. We also have a list of frequently asked questions on there, such as what oil brand do I recommend and why, are oils safe to take internally, info on cats and oils, and more. I can't thank you enough for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of the revolution. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.